Professor Fernando Barrio, Director of the International Relations University of the National University. Please welcome.
Thank you. First, I'd like to say I'm glad that finally we are talking about some issues related to development in this panel. I would like to remind everyone that we are this seminar is part of the development agenda of WIPO. And today, it was very difficult to understand that we were talking about development when people were so sure that we would have a streaming and we are talking about the most part of the world only are catching up with internet dial-up. So I am sure that we will have a streaming, but in the long term, and as a known British said a few years ago, in the long term, we will be all dead. So I would like, since I'm an academic, I don't have to be politically correct. And because I belong to the national system of Argentina, we don't depend on companies' donations, although we would love to, so we will talk about that later. I can say what probably many people here can, because they are thinking about the business tomorrow. And I have some issues when we were talking about, and we were asked to talk about tailoring licenses to market. My first question went to the last word. When we talk about markets, what are we talking about? Are we talking about of what most of us that have the opportunity to travel to nicely developed countries talk when we talk about markets? Or we talk about markets where the externalities are so many and so big that market is just a work of science fiction? Of course, you always can say, if you are an economist, you know that you can make a model. It is something like when you have an engineer and a mathematician said, you have a group of sheep, and can you say, can you put a fence around them with the shortest amount of wire? The engineer will make some numbers, will herd all the sheep together, and say, I have with 10 meters. The mathematician will take a very short piece of wire, will put it around himself, and will say, I declare myself to be in the outside. So this is the same when we talk about markets in some places. So when we talk about licensing in some market, we need to know what we are talking about. So let's talk a little about these markets and why suddenly people that you may imagine are as normal as you and me decide to become pirates. I really don't like the word pirates. And I think it's time that since we are in the World Intellectual Property Organization, we clarify that. Pirates is probably in any criminal code or in international law, it's one of the worst things that you can be. We are talking about somebody that can be judged anywhere. You have international jurisdiction for that. And in many places, still is allowed for summary judgment. Means shooting them when you find them on the sea. So when we talk about kids, my twin daughters are taught to not download illegally things, but probably they will. I don't have as much control as I think about them. So I don't like them to be called pirates. So they will be, I hope not, they will be somebody who illegally infringe copyright, illegally download, but they will not be pirates. If you want to find pirates, there are many places in the sea that you will find pirates. They are killing people. These are not yet. So now, let's go back to the issue of the market and why these people suddenly decide to become pirates. I know that I say we shouldn't use the word. Well, unfortunately, you cannot play baseball in a football pitch, somebody told me. So let's keep using the word, even I strongly disagree. So how these people decide to become pirates? Let's talk about Kenya. Somebody was referring about Kenya here. Well, Kenya have, for 2010, an expected GDP per capita of $1,784. Therefore, Microsoft decided to lower the price of Microsoft Office 2007 from $177 to $82. The cost of Microsoft Office 2007, we are talking about the professional version, in the United States is $79. which has a little lower income per capita than Kenya. So then you wonder why these people decide to become pirates. Well, part of the answer, and I promise I will go back to the tailoring license to market, part of the answer is that the licensing models allow the big corporations to do whatever they want, regardless of the market conditions. Let's go back to the natural monopoly, since I know it doesn't sound very nice because we are talking about competition, but yes, intellectual property rights give a monopoly. So whether they are natural or not, we will not discuss. This is not for philosophy. I think that is discussed in a different institution. Let's talk about some law and economics. So is a de facto monopoly. What happens when you have a de facto monopoly in any country in the world? Let's imagine that you are producing electricity. It is very non-economical to have many wires going, so the government says, okay, you will provide, they fix the price. That is the first thing and I discussed this with my many friends from Microsoft, say, be careful if you are too big. Eventually, they will put the price on your product. And now it will never happen. Let's see. Let's see, because we are talking about countries where don't have the same opportunity that you have in Redmond, in Seattle. We are talking about countries and people don't have the same opportunities we have here. So I think that in developing countries, again, because we are talking about development, IP and development, the developing countries, we shouldn't talk about licensing models. We should be talking about licensing regimes, which means we decide, and when I mean we is those elected to decide, unfortunately, Larry probably assumed that you all have read his code and other laws of cyberspace, but the main point that he always made about architecture, Larry Lessig, was that the code or architecture actually decide how you behave, and those making the code have not been elected by anyone. So the point is we, those one elected to decide for the people, might need to design what type of regime. Don't be afraid, we are not talking about communism. We are talking about that in some developed countries, that regime will allow the freedom for those to have the same bargaining power and the same knowledge and access to the market to decide freely what are the best licensing terms for them. In some countries, that probably will not be the case. Ideally, we will evolve into that every country and every citizen in the planet will have the same access to knowledge and the same access to information to bargain in equal foot to the huge corporations that are producing all the software. But that is not real. So if we keep talking about licensing models and things as if we are all equal, we are talking about a very small percentage of the world population. We can do that. It's not a problem. We will be able to afford it anyway. I'm using Microsoft Office, and it's a legal copy, by the way. I paid for it because I can. But when I go back to Argentina, I find quite amusing that the state that is supposed to enforce the law has illegal copies of Microsoft Office. We have discussed this with the lawyers of Microsoft in Argentina, and they agree with me, oh, what can we do? And I said, very simple, put the price down. If you charge in Argentina about $300 per copy, they are right to pirate it. They are completely right. Unless you allow them to charge you 70% of taxes, which you will not allow. You will go to court in Argentina, there is a limit you can charge for taxes. No, you go to court and the court said, no, the tax is too high. However, there is no court to say, look, the fee you are asking is too high. There is no court to say the licensing terms are too onerous, because competition law only works when you have certain percentage of the market. And actually, it's not coincidence that suddenly we are talking about free software. We avoid becoming a monopoly. We avoid the realm of competition law. It's not a coincidence, of course. So my politically incorrect message is not to become a Soviet state. It's just to do what we couldn't do originally. Many people, it was mentioned this morning again, many people refer to, oh, we start suddenly all to talk about IP 15 years ago. And they loosely relate that to internet. I don't think that has to do with internet. I think it has to do when other international organizations decided to overstep on the mandate of WIPO and start to put intellectual property rules. And don't get me wrong, trade and IP are related, but they have different purposes. WTO serve one master, which is free trade. WIPO serve another master, that is creativity and innovation. And as all we know, you know what happened when one ring tried to rule them all. Unless you are a hobbit, we are all in trouble. So since that moment is that we all discover IP rights, and I have 30 seconds less. I'm an academic, I like to talk. Since that moment that we all discover the troubles that we are facing, then when we lost the balance, when somebody got the one ring, I think that WIPO's role is to try to restore that balance. People like me were wrong thinking that we will be able to renegotiate the treaties. Will not happen. So I think through the serious proposals of new licensing regimes, we will give back the balance that we have lost in 1995, the balance that is upsetting the market, causing pain to the companies, causing pain to the users, non-consumers. They're users, they're not consumers anymore. I'm sorry to say this. And again, we will do it through an organization which mandates is to do that, and in which, not coincidentally, states are represented almost equally, and not like in others, that we are all equal, but some are more equal than others. I'm sorry for extra limiting 40 seconds. Thank you.